And it is now recording. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Is it recording, though? It's like, so, it, but well, I feel like there should be some more preamble and stuff like that.
In.
Because
we're 5 seconds in.
There's only like one person that ever listens to us, Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
All right, and in 3, 2, 1, yeah, I'm assuming you'll edit all that out.
You're a little bit loud today.
That's because I said, I'm using my inside voice, my outside voice on that. 3, 2, 1. Hi, level 13. Welcome back.
Cruise. Welcome back to the last update.
The very last update that you'll ever get from us on this fucking boat.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm making noise. I don't like it here. Okay.
I am so over this ship. I am just, I am ready to go home.
You and Zach have now declared that you're not cruise people.
No, all right. So that's later on the list, but let's go ahead and talk about that. Yeah, yeah. I think... We've had some conversations. So we've had some come to Jesus moments where we're thinking to ourselves, wait, we're trying to find our cruise line. Let's identify what the aspects were of the Disney cruise that we really enjoyed so that we can try to find those in other cruise lines. Because so far, neither Royal nor Holland have met those same notes.
Well, you're just a complainer.
No, I'm not, though, Adam. I'm not a complainer. But I feel...
You know what I do? I just roll through life and I say, you know what?
Yeah.
Everything may not be perfect, but I'm on a cruise. I mean...
And I think that's our problem. I think that is the problem.
I am having 7 days away from work right now.
That is
I'm
the problem.
I'm drinking, you know, martinis and whatever. I am all about counting my blessings.
I'm currently drinking a Jack and Diet.
I'm all about counting my blessings and like, you know what? Even if this is not the best cruise in the world,
hashtag blessed,
it's still a cruise. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think that's our problem is that we, what we've identified, I think, is that we're not long cruise people. We like the thing that we really liked about the Disney cruise is it was 4 days. And I think within 4 days, we'd seen everything we wanted to see.
I want to go on one of those like 90 days around the world.
No. Good God.
You know,
no.
Go to every port.
Here's my thing. Because when you are staying in these tiny staterooms, and they are tiny, they are very tiny, cramped little staterooms.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, on this particular cruise, we paid about $400 a night for our room. And on the Royal cruise, because we did the upcharge, someone opened the door on the balcony. It was a ghost. And Adam had to close that in case you guys heard that. But on the Royal cruise, we paid even more than $400 a night for our room. And I'm thinking to myself, for $400 a night, I can stay at a really nice Sheraton with the pillow top king size bed.
A pillow top. Okay.
King size bed. I have decent Wi-Fi. I have movies on demand and all kind of like on demand things on my phone and on my TV and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then we could go out to really nice restaurants and stuff like that. So I feel like there's a trade-off. I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
No, I don't think you know what I'm going to say.
All right, go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
Well, I feel like I'm starting to feel like you are kind of like Mark in one way. And that is both of you seem to need to be constantly entertained.
Yes.
I can just be like, you know what? I'm just going to lay down and watch some HGTV, look at the ocean, you know, whatever. Mark needs a plan of like every hour, what's going to be happening and like when we go on vacation. And that's one of the reasons that I like cruises with him is because there's always – so every day we can go through it and we can pick the stuff that we want to do.
Not on this ship.
Not on this ship. No, not on this ship.
There's nothing to fucking do on this ship.
But I think you are similar in that he needs constant – entertainment. He says he doesn't, but he does.
But my thing is, I at home, Zach and I are very much online people.
Like, I never get bored.
Right.
Ever.
But all right. But at home, we have super fast internet. We have, we both do things online. We like read stuff online or we like participate in online discussions. And none of that stuff, like if there was decent internet on a ship, I feel like some of this would be alleviated. So I feel like.
Well, this is the worst internet I feel like I've had.
For us, I feel that we have decided that we're putting cruising on hold for a couple of years.
You're going to visit every Disney.
Yeah, but that has always been our bucket list is to see every Disney park.
Before Apple buys Disney, because no, then it'll be every Apple.
All right, that's a mix minus.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things I found interesting, I know that you, I'm changing topics, by the way.
Okay.
One of the things that I find interesting is you are a musician, but you're not necessarily into music kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I am, but it's very specific. But yes, you're
so
right.
So the rock band on board here, have you caught a performance of the rock band?
No.
Okay. So rock band, really good. They are really good rock band. But one of the guitarists is much better than the singer guitarist, right? So there's like the lead singer guitarist, which is more of a rhythm guitar kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then there's the lead guitarist and everything. They played an Eagles song last night, Life in the Fast Lane. And you won't know this because you're not into the Eagles.
Life in the Fast Lane.
Life in the Fast Lane surely made you lose your
mind. Oh, no, I was thinking a different song. Okay.
But the thing about that is that there are two separate guitar solos in Life in the Fast Lane.
Okay.
Because the Eagles had two incredible guitarists, Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
It's Glenn Beck. He's a talk show host. Glenn Fry and Joe Walsh. They're the two guitarists, and they both have very different styles. Kind of like you could compare them to like maybe like Styx with Tommy Shaw and James DeYoung, but they have very different styles. But the thing is that the same guitarist played both solos, but he did them in a style of Joe Walsh and Glenn Frey, which I thought was amazing. It's just like he definitely like was channeling Joe Walsh for the first guitar solo and channeling Glenn Frey for the second one. So I really appreciated that. I just want to say something positive about this cruise line. The bands, the blues band and the rock bands that they have on board here are amazing. They're really good.
Well, and I will say the trumpet player is better than the last trumpet player that was on the Royal Caribbean. The last Royal Caribbean, I don't know if it was yours or the one we went on Europe.
No, we did not have one
on
ours,
yeah. We had a trumpet player on, I guess, on the one in Europe. He was all right. And you asked me, oh, yeah, he's great, isn't he? But yes, he's good. But I'm just really critical of trumpet players. So, he's good.
Tonight we're going to do the 10 o'clock show for the blues, the last night show for the blues band. We're going to go to that and you'll see he's really good.
Right. And I'm not even saying I could play as well as he's playing. I'm just saying, you know, I just know a lot about trumpet.
Today we were at Half Moon Cay, which is the private island owned by Carnival. There was no Carnival ship in Port. It was just us.
It was the best beach. Mm-hmm. Of all the beaches we've been to on the cruise, yes. It was white. And I know you said it was beige sand.
No, it doesn't matter. I agree with you.
Powdery sand.
Yeah, it was.
No rocks, because in Grand Turk, in Turks and Caicos, it was rocks. Mm-hmm. There was like no – there was sand, but I mean
– No, but the beach was lovely. The water was a tad bit cold for me, but still nice. It was clear. Yeah. It was very nice and blue.
Clear, azerulean blue or whatever that color is. Just very –
absolutely gorgeous. I bought some guava jam from a local who I just felt bad that she went on so much about her guava jam. And I decided that it was like, I would feel like a dick if I didn't give her the $10 for the jam. So it's like,
yeah, she was not. Because I started talking to her. I was like, oh, so do you guys ferry over every day? And she said, oh, yeah, yeah, we do. I'm like, oh, well, how long does that take? She said, oh, about an hour. I said, where from? I was just, she's probably like, oh my God, dude, stop asking so many questions.
So we did our day at Half Moon Cay, which was Half Moon Cay, excuse me. It's spelled K, but it's
yeah. Mark and I went early because we wanted to make sure we got a good seat.
I went running during that time,
and then you and Zach joined us.
Yeah, we came over later. We had lunch at the little lunch pavilion there. It was really nice. That was probably other than the snorkeling expedition, that was kind of like the highlight of the cruise. That was Half Moon Cay was really nice, and we enjoyed swimming. And
did we mention Zach throwing up on the way back? We did.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. I didn't mention on Geeky Gay because I didn't know if I should, you know.
Yeah. Then we got back on board, and there's absolutely fucking nothing to do on this goddamn ship. And I decided.
Well, Mark and I went to the spa.
Yeah, you went to the spa because you paid for the spa package.
Let me use it every day.
There's nothing to do on this goddamn ship unless you pay an upcharge to
So we went to the spa. We used the hot tub. We used all of the facilities. Mm-hmm. And then we came back, and I started packing because. Our stewards or whatever what do you call the people who clean your room?
The room steward.
You don't call them janitors. Like, that's not, right?
Yeah, no. The room steward. Your room
housekeepers?
Steward.
Housekeepers?
No, room steward.
Room steward. Okay. So, Kay and I can't remember the other guy's name. But they
left
had,
you a card.
They had
desk.
Laid our suitcases out.
Oh, wow.
As if to say, and now our suitcases were under the bed.
Yeah.
Under the bed. We came in, they had cleaned and laid our suitcases
Oh, my God.
Out.
Like, get the fuck off our ship.
Get off. We're done with you. Pack your shit.
I will say this. This is the only cruise I've ever been on where on day two, in the navigator, they gave you an extra sheet on how to disembark.
Yeah.
On day two.
Yeah.
So we went to Half Moon Cay. We came back. The only thing there was to do today was to play trivia at 4:30. Music trivia. No, 4 o'clock. Music trivia at 4 o'clock. So we went. We played music trivia.
Yeah.
We have
Did you feel that couple that was sitting next to us?
They did not help.
So they turn around. And
you
want
to
say,
join up because there were
hey,
two of us.
Can we join up?
Yeah. There was four of us. There were two of them.
I mean, I didn't really want to join up.
Well, what do you say?
To be
no,
honest,
thank you.
Because they're strangers.
Yeah, well, what do you
we
say?
All
no, thank
know
you.
Each other.
You know what? They were older
so
than
it's
us.
Like,
and they did give us two answers
that's
that we
true.
Didn't have. And but then the other two answers they gave us were completely wrong.
They were nice, but you can't say no at that point. Because, yeah. I mean,
so we played music trivia, but the most important thing is that there has been a bartender, not a bartender, a waiter on the ship that we have seen since day one.
Oh, and he's cute, too, because, as we know, I'm into Asian folk.
His name is Mac. It is spelled like the cosmetics, M-A-C. And so on your comment card, make sure you call out Mac. M-A-C.
I will. I think I'm going to give him an extra tip tonight.
No, I was going to
do.
That's why I was. That was why I was concerned that he wasn't going to be there for the 6:30 trivia.
Sometimes he ignores me, but he's started ignoring me less.
Yeah.
So
he brings me his nuts every time.
Yeah, they're always unsalted though.
Yeah. Well, he's Asian. anyway, so Mac has been our waiter. He waited on us the first time. He remembers all of our names. He makes sure that he has all of our drinks.
There's something about someone remembering your name that makes you like them more and want to tip them.
He's a very clever boy. That's why. He identified that we were A, gay and had disposable income, and B, he could remember our names and be flirtatious with us. And of course, we're going to give him tips. So, because every time that
he seems a little gay to me himself, but I'm not good at telling that, and also. Some Asian guys seem gay and they're not.
I don't
like.
Even care.
I would think all of this the Korean. Who's the hot Korean band group right now?
BTS.
BTS. Yeah. I would think all of them are gay. They're not, but I would think it if I just saw them out in the mall or something. Mm-hmm. I would be like gay. So he's probably not. But
all right. So we're not helping a lot here. Level 13. By the way, I want to get a shout out to Gary Bearden, our one and only listener, who did say in the Discord that he is listening to the update, even though I pleaded on the last update. If you're listening, say
you
something
did.
In the Discord.
Yeah.
Only Gary Bearden has said anything. So
not only Gary Bearden. We appreciate that Gary Bearden actively participates.
Dean Barney said something
on Twitter. He
said
he still listens.
I don't do Twitter anymore because Twitter is a toxic wasteland. But thank you, Dean Barney. You should join Mastodon. Dean Barney said that he listens, and thank you, Dean Barney, for listening.
We know that Kathy Bacon listens, but she chimes in occasionally.
She can't be bothered. Here's my question.
Did you see
to
that
you.
She had steak for Thanksgiving though? A little
did
steak
I?
Bits
I
with
that.
Ranch dressing.
Where did you see that?
On Twitter.
I don't use Twitter.
Well, you haven't signed off of Twitter.
I haven't signed on to Twitter.
I mean, you haven't disencounted.
I didn't.
What is it called?
I didn't
you
delete
haven't,
my,
deleted or
I didn't
like,
delete my account, but yeah. I'm not using it. And Guru Nudi just friended me on Mastodon today.
In Tampa.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, a power tip for those of you on Mastodon. On Mastodon, you're actually able to follow a hashtag as well as follow a user. If you search for the hashtag Pride48, you can just follow that hashtag. Everything that I've been doing from the photos here from the trip, I've been tagging with Pride48, and I noticed some other people have been tagging, like Shy Yeti and Veritable Virgo and Nessa have been tagging their stuff with Pride48. So if you're looking for Pride48 people on Mastodon to follow.
Nessa did not follow me. I was kind of.
That's because she hates you. I shouldn't tell you that, but she hates you. All right, let's wrap this up with this. I was listening on the treadmill this morning when I was running. I was listening to The Geeky Gay.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the show, you said, I'm going to run out of music here. That's all right. I'll write this down so I'll remember where I was at for the next show. Mm-hmm. And when we sat down here to record, I asked you, Did you actually write it down?
I don't even know what I was talking about.
You have no idea.
I have no clue. Do you know what I was talking about?
I do, but I don't remember.
What was I talking about?
You were talking about the catamaran trip, the snorkeling trip and stuff that we had taken, and you were kind of...
Oh, I was probably going to talk about you hitting on a 13-year-old, Zach throwing up in a bucket the whole way back, and
yes,
the teacher from California that wanted us to know that she was a teacher from California.
I did. I learned from that experience because today,
6'4" son was in a wrestling team.
Because today, when I was at Half Moon Key, I had learned from that experience. Because any cute guy that I saw today at Half Moon Key,
you assume they were 13.
If I didn't recognize them from our ship, because there's only people from our ship on the beach. If I don't recognize you, if you're not someone I've seen at a bar, then you're jailbait. I'm not looking at you.
You've been in the kids club all week.
Also, there's this one guy that I made a comment about his hair, and he mistook something that I said as an insult.
You had,
and now
drinking.
I keep seeing him everywhere.
Now, I've seen that guy. There are three guys that I've seen consistently.
Yeah.
On this cruise, Kevin and Devin.
Yes. Those are the Mormon twinks.
Yeah. The Mormon twinks. Everywhere Mark and I go, Kevin and Devin are there. Mm-hmm. Like everywhere. Even before, because now they've kind of joined the gay group.
Yeah. They're like MasterCard. They're everywhere you want to be.
But I mean, before they started coming to the gay meetups and all that, mm-hmm. we were seeing them.
Yeah.
Everywhere. They were on the kayaking, the bioloop. We were bumping into their boat.
Yep.
Kevin was naked in the sauna today. I didn't see anything.
He's Asian.
You know what? And he was just going on and on and on about, oh, did you find any cruising in the sauna? And mm-hmm. did you, you know, he was like making the jerking off motion and mm-hmm. stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm. no.
No?
I mean.
No? Didn't you though?
I didn't. Anyway. So yeah, we've seen them all over the place.
All right. Do we have anything else to add? I feel like this has been... this is our last night on the cruise.
It is. We're gonna see another dance thing.
See another dance show.
We saw a dance last night.
We did. Oh, what did you think? What did you think of the dance show last night?
I liked it. I think the guys are cute. I like, okay, out in the real world, not on a cruise ship, I probably would not go to just a dance only.
Yeah. Whatever. Interpretive dance kind of show.
But, you know, there is no entertainment. I mean, the musicians are good on this show, the ship,
attention,
but there's
nothing to fucking do on this show.
So there's no, like, I really like the Broadway shows with the singing and the props mm-hmm. and the sets and the, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
None of that. Yeah. None of that. And so, you know.
All of which, by the way, they have on a Disney ship.
Right.
Yeah.
So I will say, because pickings are so slim.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
I mean, you know, the guy dancers are cute. Mm-hmm. They're wearing some really tight pants, so we're seeing some
shirtless
nice
butts. Shirtless on many occasions.
Yeah, so I mean, I enjoyed it.
Also, finally, I got to see the theater use its full screens because the BBC World Series didn't use the full screen.
They just brought out a projector screen up there on the stage.
We went and saw another Betty Lou PowerPoint, her last one of the cruise.
Yep. Well, you slept. It was just a nap for you.
It was so boring.
So anyway, we're doing that. Mm-hmm. We're doing another Disney trivia that they added apparently just for you and
for
Zach.
For me, yeah, they did. So the 6:30 trivia tonight is Disney trivia. So if we get less than a perfect score, then we failed.
Then we're also seeing the blues band
at 10
that has the trumpet player.
We're going to go to the dining room for the last... You know what? I haven't even looked at the menu. I don't even know what's on the menu tonight.
Oh, it'll be a surprise.
I'm flying by the seat of my pants.
I know. And then tomorrow when we get off, we're going to hang out. We're going to eat lunch and watch a movie.
We're going to go see Wakanda Forever. Yeah.
Because Mark and I don't fly out until 9:30
tomorrow
night.
And I felt bad. I was like, I didn't want to just like drop you off at the Miami airport at like, you know, noon.
I mean,
here you go. Spend 9 hours in the airport, kids. So we're going to go find a decent place to eat in Fort Lauderdale, which shouldn't be hard. And, you know, do an early lunch, like 11:30 early lunch.
Yeah. After a cruise ship, when you get home, do you just want to eat like normal, like food? Like,
oh God,
no,
yes.
Don't go to any restaurant. Like, you just want to eat like some, like, I don't know, whatever's normal for you. But
you know what I want to do? I want to poop. I'm a home pooper. I just want to go home and poop.
And you did poop. You told me about
no,
it.
No, I did after like mountains like, of fiber.
I was like, is this where we are in our relationship? Is this the age that we are where we talk about the consistency of our poo and like how often we do it?
Adam, like what have we not told each other over the years? It's like,
That's true.
Anyway, level 13, we love you and we appreciate you, even though you don't say anything to us in Discord. And
Daniel's really bothered by it. You guys should all type something in the Discord.
Say something. Like, say this. Like, I want to be like Dr. Gene Scott, where he's just like, you know, if you don't leave us a message in Discord, then we're going to play the horse racing song or whatever that he just played over and over again.
Yeah.
No more shows until you leave us a damn comment in Discord.
All right. Well, there's a good place to end it right there.
All right, bye.
Bye.